I would have to present PESI's Homespun Pop Psychology Training entitled Surviving Emotional Manipulators. Despite their belief that it was related to my work, I did not want to associate myself with a program that was based on the nondescript emotional manipulator term. It was clear to me that this was chosen more for its marketing and advertising appeal than its clinical merit. As a psychotherapy purist, I struggled with the offer, as my ethics compel me to not sugarcoat or misrepresent the truth. Even with the company's assurances that it would draw in sizable registrants, I would not agree to be their talking head and sell out my ethics, even for a once-in-a-lifetime career advancement opportunity. Moreover, I felt it would be humiliating to put my own brand-new codependent narcissist training on the back burner to represent something I didn't believe in. The other disappointing expectation was the requirement to travel at least once a month, giving 3 back-to-back full-day seminars. Making the decision even more complicated was the fact that I was just 6 months into a new counseling center I had created and opened in Arlington Heights, Illinois, clinical care consultants, and I was providing psychotherapy services to 30 clients a week. The intersection of this ethical dilemma and professional opportunity was a frustrating place to be. Thanks to a moment of inspiration and some creative thinking, I convinced PESI to allow me to use my codependent narcissist training while swapping out my pathological narcissism concept for their emotional manipulation term. And just like that, our problem was solved. I would present my material without limitations, and they could keep their catchy title. It was a satisfying compromise for both sides. In the middle of my highly successful 26-state, 60-city USA tour, PESI offered me another once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, a book contract. They believed the training could be easily converted into a surefire bestseller. Regardless of my excitement and appreciation, I was once again facing off over their emotional manipulator term. Although I had broadened its meaning to represent actual diagnostic terms, I was against it appearing on the book's cover. The best I could do was agree to use it in the manuscript as I did in the training. Even this requirement wasn't ideal, as I was harboring resentment over its use in the training. Despite having a signed contract that relinquished my rights to determine the book's title, I maintained my position. Because it was a matter of personal and clinical integrity, I refused to change my stance. As with other dilemmas in my life, I sought my wife's advice. Relieved that she supported my decision to break the contract, despite the potential ramifications, I held firm. The prospect of a lawsuit and the possibility I would not be offered a publishing deal again created a lot of anxiety. My problems are often worked out as I sleep. History has shown that when I am upset or conflicted about a personal or professional challenge, it is quite common for me to wake the next morning with a clear solution. The morning following the discussion with my wife, in a half-awake state, I heard myself say, "The human magnet syndrome." It was a eureka moment that felt heaven sent. Not only was the publisher delighted by this title, but we were able to put aside the tension surrounding our disagreement and resume our shared excitement. Now is the time to finally rid my work of the ubiquitous emotional manipulator terminology. Pathological narcissism, my original and more accurate term, has resumed its rightful place in my human magnet syndrome work. It is also the time to broaden my human magnet syndrome and continuum of self-theories. All of this represents the culmination of the last 5 years of thinking about and making discoveries about the human magnet syndrome topics. While this book holds substantial value for helping both professionals and the general reader, it will appeal most to those who want to know more about the human magnet syndrome and how it might impact their life. It is a universal phenomenon transcending culture, ethnicity, political persuasion, language, and many other real and artificial dividing distinctions. For this reason, I couldn't be prouder that it has been translated into Spanish, French, and soon Czech. This